You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today we are speaking to Nina Kaplan, founder of Beautyland Couture in Newton, Pennsylvania, and she is going to discuss her Madison K book series and handbag line. Nina, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to catch up with you. Certainly looking forward to hearing from you and what your company offers. So can you please provide us with some background and about yourself and your daughter to get things kicked off?
Well, my daughter's 23 years old. Her name is Madison. And she, raising her, she had both ADD and dyslexia. And, just little things that were made life a little more complicated for her in school. I am a graduate of Tyler School of Art, Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts, and Yale Graduate School. And I, too, also have dyslexia and ADD. So we both shared that in common, and I saw that in her at a young age, and basically started writing this book series and trying to kind of mix business and raising a daughter and all of those things into sort of a message.
How did you come up with the Madison K books and handbag line?
Well, originally, the first book sort of was just like a business plan. And I started writing it, and I'm a visual artist, a designer, artist, painter. And so words, for me, were initially very difficult, and expressing myself in that way. So I sat down to really write a business plan, and as I was writing a business plan, I really thought of my daughter and how she would make such a great representative for the kind of things I wanted to do. So as I wrote, I sort of created this kind of fictional world, but based on all of my experiences. And it just turned into a book. And as I wrote, I became like really passionate, and I found a new way to be creative and also to have a message that I felt was like really important because I was raising my daughter at the same time. And there were a lot of things that sort of coincided with the beauty business and fashion and girls and self-esteem and all of those kinds of things. So I just kept writing, and it turned into a book somehow. And then I became a writer.
It's amazing how all of those things develop. What would you say is the overall mission for the Madison K brand?
Well, like me as an artist, our brand is ever evolving. We're always evolving and changing. The message is really important to me. And as a painter, I naturally evolved through a process. So there isn't like, some people have like a plan, you know, they write an outline and they write a book, but my characters are ever evolving through their experience and through my experience. So it's sort of like you're on the road and you just keep walking and changing and articulating your experience. So there isn't like the plan is just to get to a platform where we can make a difference for young girls who have all the kinds of issues that girls have today, appearance issues, self-esteem issues, weight issues, but without making it heavy-handed or trying too hard, with trying to do something with a really positive, upbeat message that we're all unique individuals and we should really embrace that.
Today we're joined by Nina Kaplan, founder of Beautyland Couture, a beauty and fashion accessories boutique in Newton, Pennsylvania. You're on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Nina, why would tweens or teens and families embrace this brand?
Well, first of all, it's authentic. it's real. I've lived it. I've experienced it. I mean, besides the education, which is secondary, I have the life education. I've been in the beauty business since 1970. I've been in the fashion industry for over 25 years. So there's a core of authenticity here that matters, and there's an aesthetic here that matters. And there's also a role model that just doesn't exist out there that these girls could really grasp onto. They can really feel like they can find their own inner Madison Kay. It's attainable. It's an attainable goal for young girls and young women. You know, there's a lot of role models out there for young women, whether you see them in movies or television, and they're great and they're, you know, fantasy, but this is more real. This is more believable. This is more something that is goal-oriented that they can do. And you can apply these rules to anything, not just fashion and beauty.
And I couldn't agree more. Can you talk about your brand's presence online and offline with Madison Kay and your store, Beautyland Couture in Newton, Pennsylvania? Any plans of franchising out this model?
You know, I have no plans of franchising. I'd like to grow the business. Franchises sort of frighten me. I get worried that they might water down the message or the brand. And I care way too much about Madison Kay. So I want to nurture it. And I mean, making money is great. And, you know, I'm a born and bred capitalist. And, you know, I'm old school American dreamer, you know. But I feel like I want to keep it close to me so that it can be an icon and a classic and that it can live way beyond me and anything else, and that Madison Kay can be something that people are like, oh, yeah, you know what, that's great. You know, she's kind of like my Mickey Mouse, if you will.
And that certainly makes a lot of sense. How can people experience your vision, and where do they go to learn more about Madison Kay?
Well, we have two websites, www.madisonklivelifefun.com, also www.beautylandcouture.com. We have a beautiful retail store in Newtown, Pennsylvania, 5,000 square feet, and we do a lot of like parties and experiences and really fun things. We have an online magazine, Shimmer Magazine, which is part of our blog. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, our Instagram is awesome, and we get a lot of connection with the young girls on Instagram. It's Beautyland Couture on Instagram. And I mean, it's out there. There's a lot of really good information.
Well, Nita, it certainly has been good to have had you today. Thanks so much for being with us, and certainly an inspiring message. And we look forward to another conversation in the future right here on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Nina Kaplan, founder of Beautyland Couture, a beauty and fashion accessories boutique in Newton, Pennsylvania. And once again, the websites of reference is beautylandcouture.com as well as Madison Kay Live Life Fun. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.